Oh, good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 19th day of February, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 34 degrees today for the climate place. And it's down to 4 this morning. It's been colder than hell here. It heats up during the day, and everything's just like a foot of ice. Just nasty as it can get. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Obviously, they didn't like our broadcast yesterday. We changed something just a little bit. Last time we had to go and tear everything down. And it's grabbing it, but they can't keep a hold of it. Because now that it's quieted all down, it's probably working pretty good. But I got one more thing I can do, but it's going to take me a few days. I got to get a few things to do it. And then it should take them a while to figure that out. That being said, RAND Corporation wants to bring our fears of extremists to every community. We're definitely going to get into that in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, RAND Corporation wants to bring our fear of extremists to every community. This is from Mass Private Eye, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And this is what we're talking about, Blackwater, USA. We're forcing them out in the open of what exactly they intend to do. Anyway, RAND Corporation's Homeland Security Operational Analyst Center, that's HSOAC, no longer uses the term Countering Violent Extremism, CVE. It has been replaced with Terrorism Prevention. Let that sink in for a moment. A private company, what now? A private company with strong ties to DHS. DHS is a private company too. It's another extension of Blackwater USA. And law enforcement is also another extension of Blackwater USA because they are fucking private corporations. They are mercenaries. Is in charge of terrorism prevention. What could possibly go wrong? The RAND Corporation's 259-page report titled Practical Terrorism Prevention boasts that their federally funded research will help law enforcement determine who is an extremist. Oh, the research, are we getting private? I thought this was a country of freedom and liberty. Everything was public, belonged to the public. Now these privateers are starting to show their colors now, aren't they? Because they've been forced out into the open. The report represents a framework to consider different facets of terrorism prevention policy, issues with measurements and assessments, analysis of past CVE, and current terrorism prevention funding in the United States, that's United States Corporation, and internationally, that's the International Corporate Mafia, and assessments of current efforts and future options for each component of terrorism prevention. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which is just it's just another private goddamn Blackwater corporation, Homeland Security with zero authority over any American national, working for and fraudulent United States corporation that can't exist. Security Office of Policy asked HSOAC to examine the current state of terrorism prevention, superseding the programs and activities previously known as counter-violent extremism, or CVE, in the United States Corporation, and to develop policy options for this area. See, policy options. See, this is, that's when they kick in your door and they come in to take your fucking gun from you in violation of your Bill of Rights, ratified law. That's their policy. See, their policy is going to trump your law because we're operating under Roman civil law here where you're a subject. Well, people are figuring it out, and I don't think they're going to like being subjects. Think about what that means. The RAND Corporation is profiting from helping law enforcement determine who is and who is not an extremist. Oh, you mean the corporations? It looks almost looks like the corporation is running this. Oh, the corporation is running this country. The corporations have always, I mean, everyone they talk about, they're acting like Homeland Security, like it's something different than fucking RAND. That's different from Blackwater. They're not. And all of this is designed to come in, to beat your ass into submission, shoot your ass into submission, terrorize. Terrorism, it's about terrorism, all right. It's about terrorizing the American nationals into fucking submission to fucking, to be subjects to the crown. A Google search for RAND Corporation, close ties to DHS, and like I said, they're both, they put DHS like this is some government thing. No, no, that's a fucking private corporation. That's like Blackwater, period. That's what it is. And they can't be argued, because look at the paperwork. It's a corporation. And law enforcement, which is also Blackwater, USA, same fucking difference. There ain't none of them that isn't a private corporate fucking entity being used to enforce fucking corporate policy in place of our fucking public laws. In violation of our public laws. Returned close to 3 million and 16 million hits. So any report to recommendations or any report or recommendations they make should be met with skepticism. Do you think? RAND wants to take violent extremism mainstream. Here we go. You got to bring it right down into your fucking face. Like I said, this is going to be a campaign. You wonder who's going to enforce all these fucking state policies, these state corporate policies in violation of the ratified law of your Bill of Rights. Well, here's the people, the same ones that went over and did Abu Ghraib over there in fucking Afghanistan. Get ready, people. And I'll tell you what, when you get hold of one of them, due to the justice tempered with mercy, you say, Mark Kornke? And what, justice tempered with mercy, you think? Some of HSOAC's key findings include things like improving risk assessments, creating community terrorism prevention groups. I can see that here in Chilliwood. Expanding corporate roles in assessing Americans. Expanding corporate, just like, you know, fucking Facebook and YouTube. You know, they're coming on their, oh, the corporations have decided that in the way of their little community of people, they don't like your fucking free speech, so they're going to remove it, even though they are licensed by supposedly your government, and your government can't license violations of your rights. But that ain't your government, is it? It's that fraudulent United States corporation, the occupation. It is an occupation by every fucking definition of the word of occupation. And it has to end. It began with the 14th Amendment, and it ends with the 14th Amendment. It must be removed. I heard Mark Kornke talking with a lady that used to be on the another radio broadcast this morning. And she was talking about, I don't think that we should vote. And, of course, Kornke's right here. Well, we got Mr. Stone. He got elected constable down here. Listen here, motherfuckers. Out there playing your little fucking games. I know what you're all about. It's like this. This is simple fact of law. And I think by now you know I know what I'm fucking talking about. And I will fucking drop the papers on you too. If you, now there is no doubt in nobody's mind. If you don't believe it, go look at Title 28, Definition 15, that this is a fucking corporation. When you go to your little local, well, we're going to have our local elections, get our local guy in here, and this is the fuck you bullshit, and you know it. And it has nothing to do with the rest of this fucking nation that has been subjugated under the 14th Amendment. The person who runs for that corporate position is a fucking traitor. Anybody who votes their corporate vote in that corporate fucking election is a fucking traitor to every fucking American national out here. I know you do not want to get rid of that goddamn corporation. That 14th Amendment would fucking ruin so many of you motherfuckers. It's just insane. Man, we're going to talk about it. But that is fact of law, okay? And you better be listening because I will fill out the papers against you. I will fucking file papers for treason and sedition, aiding and abetting an invasion of the United States against every fucking one of you. And all I need is common law court, and I'll see your asses hang. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Title 28, and that was what, 15? And is this the United States Code, or where is this?
Yeah, that's Title 28, USC, United States Code's Definition 15.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And they know this. They've known it all. The thing is, they've known this all along. They want they don't want rid of this. Well, later, we've got a program put together here. Let me see, where were we in this mess here? Okay, think about what that means, okay, that we were down here. Okay, objections. Okay, Rand wants to take violent extremism mainstream. Some HSOAC's key findings include things like improving risk assessment, creating community terrorism prevention groups, expanding corporate roles in assessing Americans. Objective threat information is needed by technology companies to guide their effort in the online space. Improve risk assessment tools. Is this what we're talking about? We're talking about Zuckerberg. We're talking about these pricks going on here, violating the first article of your fucking Bill of Rights with impunity. Well, they're private companies. See, they're not subject to the Bill of Rights. Everybody within the boundaries of this United States, of these Americas, is absolutely subject to that ratified fucking law to the rope. Right to the goddamn rope, they're subject to it. Every one of you. And every one of you going out there and keep playing these fucking games because you don't want rid of that corporation. It served you very well being a part of the dirty church, huh? Or a part of the Masonic Lodge, huh? It served you very well being a fucking rancher, a part of the ranching industry, a part of the farming industry, a part of the mining industry, a part of the logging industry. It served you very well. Gave you goodies. Gave you privileges under that 14th Amendment above that fellow standing next to you. You like that shit, don't you? Well, you will be prosecuted to the letter of the fucking law. And you know I know what I'm talking about. Improved risk assessment tools also would be useful to manage programming for individuals convicted of terrorism-related offenses. Boy, that's an open term, ain't it? But now they're telling you, I mean, remember, I think it was, I can't remember what state it was in, but they all of a sudden these guys show up in these fucking little corporate cars and they're the new pigs. I mean, they got, you know, they stopped it and run it off, but it was just a straight up corporation. Yeah, this corporation, we're now the cops in this fucking house. Wait, well, ours, maybe here where I'm at, we'll have Walmart on the side of the fucking police cars. How stupid do you think we are? And for you people out there still fucking playing the game, you fucking know better. I ain't the only one that can prosecute you. Sharing best practices and knowledge was viewed as important, and interviewees noted the value of bringing together researchers, implementers, and others to share information. But they're trying to act like this is a joinder between the corporation and the fucking and the police and the government agencies. They're all fucking corporations, okay? They're all fucking Blackwater. And even the sheriff, because you have no fucking common law jurisdiction to swear a true sheriff in this country or constable. They're every fucking one of them is a corporate entity. Go ahead.
Are the parties the communist, the Republican and Demo-Publicans, they're corporations? I know they're private parties. But
yeah, 501c3s. You look at that, man, Charlie, think about when Ron Paul was running the last time.
I don't want to think about that.
I know you don't want to think about it, but you got it just for a second for me. Now, they got up to Alaska, right? And the fucking, and he got all the delegates. So what did that Republican Party do when he got all the delegates?
I think he had a threat for his life or family.
No.
I mean,
the Republican Party.
He's my in-law, you know. I can't. I've talked to him all the time.
This isn't dissing on Ron Paul. I'm telling you.
Around to the Bill of Rights. So
I'm talking about what did the Republican Party do?
They wouldn't let him.
No, they replaced those fucking delegates. They removed them and replaced them.
Right.
The people,
people
went.
It's a private party. There's no rules. The Secretary of State, they don't monitor. That's not fraud or anything. It's a private party.
It is a private party, but it's still 501c3 incorporated in with the main corporation, too.
Exactly.
Exactly, brother. No, I wasn't dissing on Ron Paul for that. I'm just saying up in Alaska, he had the delegates. He won the delegates. So the Republican Party stepped in and goes, well, you know, this thing about you people participating, and if y'all get here and you fucking show up and you vote the delegates that are going to you decide who's going to be run for the party, and we don't like who it is, well, guess what? We just, fuck you, take a hike.
It's strictly legal, too. I tried to file suit, and the Secretary of State. No, we only control general elections.
When you say it's legal, no, it isn't. Why isn't it legal? Because you're operating under the whole goddamn thing's a fraud.
Not legal in a common law, but this is a private party, just like a Masonic lodge. Or they make their own rules, they change them, they do whatever they can.
They still can't violate that Bill of Rights, though, can they?
I agree, but you know, where are we going to find a common law court?
The common law courts are going to, after enough of these murderers start showing up in people's neighborhoods, so they have to start going vigilante. Once the vigilantism starts, once this thing breaks loose, that's a thing, you know, you think about it. During the Revolutionary War, they had a home base, you know. They had a place to put the women and children so they could go and find, and I mean not in the South, because in the South you had all the fucking Tories. They were burning down the rebels' homes and ranches, and the rebels were burning their homes and ranches down. But basically, you had a fucking, like Richmond was the capital during the Civil War, you know, and Philadelphia was the capital of the new government, so-called new government that they formed in the middle of an uprising during the Revolutionary War, what they call the Revolutionary War. But that's what we're sitting at here. This is why it's got to happen the way it has to happen. We don't have no place that we can just base ourselves, put our women and children behind us and go out and fight the enemy. They've infiltrated us with fucking murderers from foreign. Go ahead.
Our base is the Bill of Rights.
That's it. The Bill of Rights, and it's
one by one, you know.
Yep.
Just one person, you'd bring them around to the Bill of Rights, one at a time.
Yep, absolutely. And the thing is, it was, you know, thank Providence that the people, the men who wrote that, they were some smart son of a guns. They knew how to write in fact of law, and it cannot be broken.
Yeah.
It cannot be broken.
I get on my knees and thank them for that. That's the only reason to exist, is that Bill of Rights.
Well, hell yes. What are you otherwise? You might as well just be a fucking dog.
A coward dies 1,000 deaths.
A brave man dies but one. You're absolutely right, but you're the key is people understanding who they are. It comes down to the authority, just authority. It's a simple thing that we've always been told. The people are the power and the authority. But how can that be if we're subjects under the 14th Amendment and we are subject to whatever those cocksuckers over there in Washington or here in Oregon and Salem want to write down on a piece of paper, even when it's in direct violation and they did it without authority?
That's right.
Yep.
It's not ratified.
No, sir, it ain't. They know it. They understand it perfectly. That's why this is so close. Because it comes to the point to a person go, I mean, you finally pass enough. I mean, everything, you know, they're saying people are pissed because they're not getting together and passing more laws. At what point do you have so many laws that you have absolutely no freedom? Everything's against the law. Or everything is, like it comes down to in that 14th Amendment, a privilege or immunity granted to you by a sovereign that is higher up than you, that owns you.
You can have all the laws you want as long as they don't infringe or disparage on these 10 sentences.
That's it, man. That's why, you know, as far as communism ever being, you know, people, it's a communist thing. Communism, you should, that'd get you hung. Communism absolutely is collectivism. This country was founded as a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, and that is codified law through ratification in that Bill of Rights. You can't have communism in the Bill of Rights. You can't have fascism in the Bill of Rights. You can't have socialism in the Bill of Rights because it comes down to the rights.
You'll never be on a jury.
Exactly. So, but the bottom line is, we will someday if we make it through this. The ones of us that live through this, once it's all over with, everything's going to be right, made right again. But it's such a simple concept. The Bill of Rights is such a—I mean, like I was talking the other day, the little piece video Katie put up on it. There was a lot of things that were wrong in that, you know, try to ease you over into that idea of the 14th Amendment meaning anything. The 14th Amendment is fucking treachery. It is pure fucking treachery. It cannot exist. It does not exist. And it shouldn't be recognized by any American national because there's only two eventualities here. Either you are a subject without right or you are a free national with rights that are in that Bill of Rights that can never be touched because it's ratified law, and the Ninth Article says that no authority can ever be created to change it. It's that fucking simple. And like the little thing said, people, that was one of the things, like memorizing Bible verses, memorizing your Bill of Rights so that you'd be ready to challenge authority. Hey, wait a minute now. What do you want me to do there? Hey, doesn't that violate my Fourth Amendment right? My Fourth Article right? Oh, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean it. Yeah, But it was just a dumbing down and the people becoming ignorant of who they are and the fact that we are the authority. They are the servant. Your servant doesn't fucking run roughshod over you. Your servant doesn't make Blackwater USIA a private standing army to fucking beat your ass into submission or kill you. You see, your servant doesn't disobey the absolute orders that you give them, you see. So what they've done is they've just assumed an authority over the people through the illegal insertion of that 14th Amendment into our fucking what was our Constitution. And it was an illegal assertion because they had no authority because the Ninth Article said none could exist.
I carry my paper with me everywhere. I don't leave home without it.
I'm proud of you, Charlie. You're a hell of a guy, man.
You taught me.
I'm telling you, it means a lot that people fucking take the time to learn. I mean, it's if we all knew.
How you do this? I mean, every day it's like I don't see how you can keep doing it. And then the thing is to handle people like me coming in and you know just coming up with weird shit all the time and getting you off base, but you still go through it.
you know why I do it? You know why I do it, man?
I don't know. Nobody else. There's no other show I ever heard of that you can just come in at any second and disagree or whatever with you. So.
Well, this is what's been the problem, hasn't it? They, man, think of how they had us fucking say 10 years ago with the political correctness. Now look what they're doing with this political correctness. With they're showing people getting punished. I mean, they're showing the out in the limelight, like these senators or this guy that just got elected. Oh, he's going to have to step down because he pinched a woman on the ass 10 years ago that nobody's proved. No due process of law. That's what they're trying to get through our heads. There need to be no due process of law. Somebody accused you of something that happened 40 years ago. Well, you just got to step down just because of the allegation. They're trying to get rid of the whole. See, that's what it really comes down to. That due process of the law. That's what allows you to own property illegally. Nobody can take it from you unless they follow that due process of the law. And that due process of the law leads straight to a common law jury and in front of a common law judge who is elected. He was not there. He cannot make no decisions. All he can do is protect the rights and make sure the procedures are followed. He doesn't decide what the jury gets to hear. You, the litigants, do. And then once the litigants have put put your case forward to the jury, they judge. What they're doing is judging the Bill of Rights. They're the only ones that we as common law jurors are the only ones that can judge what our rights fucking are. Like that goddamn government over there is subordinate to us. They have no fucking authority in our courts. For Christ's sakes. Ultimately, it came down to the goddamn ditch digger has more power than that fucking president. And that's a goddamn fact. Unless that president wants to step out of his fucking fiduciary position, step into the common law as an individual, and then he has equal right with that ditch digger, but not superior. And that's how we were, when you think about, look at it, people, that's how we were supposed to stay free. They knew what they were, the fucking anti-federalists wrote it all down for you, exactly what these pricks were going to try to do to you. And then they wrote the Bill of Rights to counter them. You know, to make it so it would be impossible. If the people enforced their rights, they could never have their allotal authority taken away from them. This all comes down to, like I said, just authority. Who's in charge here? Who has the power? Now you got Donald Trump, the multi-billionaire man, son of a bitch, and airplane lands and a limousine comes out and he gets in. Is he he's more powerful? No, I'm more powerful. I'm the American national that gave him the little bit of power that he has to work with. I lent it to him. And he has no power that I do not. In fact, he is less powerful than me as the president than he is if he's beside me in the common law. Then he's equal in power with me.
He's a servant.
He's a goddamn servant. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Down.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shy, via Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shy, from 84:36 Pacific Time in Memphis. Nazareth was expect no mercy, no quarter asked, none given. And we were talking about this article. You know, my motivations are actually quite selfish. I know what they intend to do to my grandchildren. It is unspeakable. And I will do everything right up to fighting them to the death to stop it. Because it has to be stopped. Because it's going to happen to your grandchildren. You're not going to make that 550 million people. I'm sorry. You better get ready to do something about this shit. All right, we were down here, too. Let's talk about what's wrong with Rand's key findings. Number one, corporate, quote, slash law enforcement risk assessment. Corporate and slash law enforcement, they're all one and the same. It is Blackwater. They're all corporate. They have unions. That's corporations. That's 501c3 corporations, just like the churches. Risk assessment tools are being used on preschoolers and college students, creating a massive database of potential extremists. So you're going to start watching you early. Number two, getting like-minded researchers, interviewees to share terrorism prevention training is a huge red flag. Well, yeah. Three, allowing DHS slash RAND, one and the same. Like I said, the Department of Homeland Security is Blackwater. It's a fucking corporation, and it is there to to subjugate the people. Just like they sent it over they hired them and took them over to Afghanistan to subjugate, to beat the people down, to do the nastiest, evilest things you could ever think of. Like rape children in front of their parents and just horrible things. And RAND ain't no different. To manipulate local, quote, terrorism prevention programs will only serve to feed the never-ending war on terror. Duh. Because you have a never-ending war, then you got to have a never-ending funding of that war. And then you don't have a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out. And you're not safe because they've removed your fucking liberty. And your liberty is the only thing, that Bill of Rights is the only thing that can make you safe from these sons of bitches, from the evil enemy that, well, is behind the gates. A more robust terrorism prevention community will only serve to feed Americans' paranoia. Number five, hiring profit-driven private actors, corporations. I mean, what am I telling you? What have we been saying, people? Now cat's out of the bag, so they might as well just step on up and go, well, of course we are. One day they will step up and say, yeah, the corporation owns you people. Once it's finally forced into the light.
The stock market's all-time high.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. Everything's great in this country. We'll only serve to feed, corporations to spread counter messages is a horrible idea. Number six, the feds and police should not be in the terrorism propaganda business. Well, the whole goddamn thing is the whole corporate United States corporations in the propaganda business. That's all you're watching loops. I mean, if you cannot see that they are getting shit fed to them. Every one of them is reading off a teleprompter. They got a goddamn bug in their ear. They say anything, I'm like, they'll stop mid-sentence. I've watched them do it. And shut them up. I mean, you're getting told exactly what's coming out of the think tanks to try to manipulate you into accepting subjugation. But goddamn it, this is what our people rose up against in 1775. They would not be subjugated by a king. They would live by their own will. They would live in peace with one another. That's why they had the common law and the Bill of Rights, to make sure every person had equal access to their rights and had a lodial title to every property. They always talk about lodial property, title to your land. Your lodial title goes down to your fucking clothes. It belongs to me. Not to some fucking straw man corporation that you created at my birth to steal everything that was supposed to be mine as my heritage as an American national that was handed down to me from my ancestors. And my people were here on both sides. My mom's and my dad's family were both here. fighting that fucking Revolutionary War, okay? So it's mine. It belongs to me. Propaganda business, corporate slash government. There is no goddamn difference. Title, like I said, Title 28, Definition 15. This is them saying it. Terrorism prevention will continue to expand because corporations are getting paid to keep everyone in fear. Whoa! What a concept! Somebody discovered uranium. Building a bench of so-called expert practitioners is just a fancy way of saying paid government stooges masquerading as experts You got DHS, which is Blackwater, okay? It is masquerading as a fucking fiduciary authority over you. When there can be no such. The only authority over an American national is another American national through a common law filing. In a common law court. In the common law jurisdiction. And last but certainly not least, paying government actors to counter criticism of a highly suspect violent extremist program is immoral. Corporate slash government, and there is no slash there, it's corporate government. Partnerships, there's no partnerships, they're one and the same, are dependent on grants, which the grant system, I've talked about this before, when Bill Clinton removed the allegations from Congress, you know, before the grant system was put in by Billy Clinton, when they did this through policy, this is a fucking policy that fucking took away a chunk of your fucking original Constitution. Because the Constitution said that Congress shall allocate all monies. And then you went over to the grant system, which is being run by the Senate, the group of the elites. That runs the grant system. We'll give it out in grants. But see, when those allocations were being made, it came with a set of federal guidelines. I mean, that when I first started doing this in the beginning, I studied the federal guidelines and stuff into how it was all supposed to work. You see, if they allocate money for any fucking thing, it has to come with this book, and it's the federal regs that go along with that fucking money. And every one of them I ever read until they came up with the grant system to get rid of it. What Congress did is just surrendered some more of their authority, like they surrendered their authority to mint our fucking debt-free money so that we could exploit our own resources. With this grant system, well, what it did is it eliminated that book. And you get a grant as a private corporation. Oh, now we're under the Uniform Commercial Code. We don't have to obey the Bill of Rights. Oh, fucking yes, you do. That's why that ninth article, you never fucking hear about it. Because the ninth article's the key. I don't care what the goddamn, our private contracts between us, we do not go down and get a government stamp at the fucking courthouse for us to have a contract with one another. We fill out the contract, we both read it, we both sign it, we both have a copy or two copies of whatever we want of it. And if there's any litigation, if there's any dispute over what's in that contract, then we take it to the common law court, we make our common law filings, we bring it through the common law jury, we read the contract to them, and this is where the dispute is, and they decide the fucking dispute. The taking over of the fucking whole, of your whole fucking life. Is what this comes down to through fucking contracts. But the con. Go ahead.
You're the first person I ever heard read the Ninth Amendment article.
Exactly. And it was always there right in front of me. And I mean, it was doing this thing, you know, starting out with the Trenches site and eventually this broadcast and stuff that finally put it all into my mind correctly. I mean, I'd used mandamus before and it worked, but I wasn't quite sure why. I never used the ninth article, but it scared the hell out of the court I put it in. But then it was always right there. That's the one they never talk about. It's the one that fucking says government power stops here. And see, they try to act like, well, we've contacted you. We tricked you. We contracted you out of your rights. Well, you can't. You just can't. I'll tell you why. Because every municipal, every county, every state, every federal contract, and every fucking treaty is dependent upon the authority of the Constitution to operate. And if there can be no authority as dictated by the Ninth Article of the People's Ratified Law, the Ninth Article of our Bill of Rights, if there can be no power to remove those rights. You sure as fuck can't do it through a contract that depends on that goddamn Constitution as its authority. It's plain and simple. They couldn't never do it. What they have done has been a massive fucking fraud. And that's all it can be called. And I want to see one of them sit down and change. And that's why, like the fucking mandamus. Oh, that's ridiculous. No, what's fucking ridiculous is you thinking that you can contract a right away when the guy says right there in plain fucking English that you can't. And like these states, writing all these fucking, laws. Or you can only have a BB gun that holds two rounds kind of bullshit. Well, I know what the 10th article reads too. The 10th article says what you cannot do, what that federal constitution does not have the authority to fucking do, you do not have the authority to do. And what is forbidden in that federal constitution is goddamn absolutely forbidden to the states. Prohibited. Back to this. And last but not least, paying government actors to counter criticism of highly suspect violent extremist program is immoral. Corporate government partnerships are dependent on grants, and they will do anything to keep the money flowing. And this grant system, that's a fucking blatant violation of the original Constitution. That's why I tell you there is no Constitution. It has been breached out of fucking existence. I mean, it was ratified law. This is ratified by all the states. It's ratified. This is the fucking law of the land. The Congress will mint the money. Our treasury will mint the money. It will be fucking gold and silver. And it will be a fucking debt-free currency for us to exploit our own resources so that we can fucking live the American dream, live a happy life in peace and tranquility. As we will it. With no other person's will being inflicted upon us. We're not subjects. We're kings. What can we take away from this? In most countries, getting paid to decide who is and who is not an extremist would be a huge red flag. But not in America, where the war on terror has become a profit-driven machine that threatens to swallow our freedoms whole. Abso-goddamn-lutely. And it's fraud. It's easily proven fraud. I mean, it's simple fraud. Right in your fucking face, fraud. And Corky knows it's fraud. And he knows that 14th Amendment says he's a subject. But you know what? If you play the game, you get the higher privileges, don't you know? You get the privilege of you got a farm and you got a house and everything because you played the game and you went for the higher privileges and immunities. And if worse comes to worse, you can always come around and go, well, I actually know the truth that you really have no control. Oh, okay. Shh, just keep it quiet. Like me, if I would just went along with this shit and just kept it quiet, I'd have a nice fucking house. I would fucking be retired right now. But some people just fucking put fucking liberty. I mean, it's not putting liberty. It's putting other people before yourself is really what it comes down to. That's what they trained us. That's how they destroyed us, is our selfishness. We used to be a country, man. We cared about one another. You're an American. Hey, brother, you're an American. You're fucking, you know, you seen somebody broke down the side of the road. You're going to help him, you know, fucking your neighbor needs, you know, they ain't got no food or something. You're going to go give them. We used to be a fucking people. And that's before they came and told us, you don't have no culture. You're not a people. Well, yes, by God, we are. And what binds us as a people? What is our culture? That fucking Bill of Rights. Our right to own a lodeal property. Our right to our lives. And nobody owns us. We own ourselves. Taking violent extremism mainstream and bringing it into our communities only helps those who stand to profit from it. Fucking duh. And when they come and start doing that corporate shit, the first fucking Walmart fucking pig rig I see, fuck, I'm attacking it. I have to. Now, this, we're going to talk some more. We're going to tell you why these other people, they just, you know, they know what's going on, but they really don't want to rock the fucking boat because it's been so fucking good to them through the Masonic dirty church cabal. You know, they have received they've got all the goodies and at the expense of the rest of us. They got stuff given to them. But man, they got to keep their mouth shut and they got to play the game. They got to be a part of it Or else, well, let's look at this. 11,000 Texas farmers sign up for tariff relief. This is from Eagle, sent in by Angel. Now, man, who yells more? I mean, the ranchers and the farmers, and man, there's goddamn government interference in their fucking life, and this government out of control. No, it's got out of your control. You're the ones that fucking are, that got rid of the common law courts illegally. You are the ones that removed the people's authority illegally. You are the ones that are right now in breach of your fucking your nationalism. You are in breach because you're committing treason against the rest of us for profit. Here's an example. At least 11,000 Texas farmers believe, by the way, this is from the Eagle, and it was sent in by Angel for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. At least 11,000 Texas farmers believe they have suffered because of tariffs and trade disputes erupting amid President Donald Trump's get-tough stance with China, which buys about half the cotton grown statewide, according to the Waco-based Texas Farm Bureau and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Corporation. Thursday, Valentine's Day, was the deadline for agriculture producers to sign up for the USDA's market facilitation program launched in September to help producers suffering from the damages due to unjust trade relations, according to the USDA. Now, if you go lose your fucking job, like back in 2008, you know how many people lost their fucking jobs? Did they come to your aid? No. But if you're one of the boys, man, if you're one of the Masonic dirty church cabal, man, and you know these in some states where these guys are going to get this fucking money, and now we're not talking chump change like goddamn $6 a day to eat for an American national on food stamps. Well, let's see what we're talking about here. USDA spokeswoman Brenda Carlson said in an email response to questions that the USDA Farm Production and Conservation Business Center in Texas has processed about 11,000 applications through Thursday. Farmers and ranchers statewide had received direct assistance totaling $72 million, Carlson said. But applications received during the 35-day government shutdown, when applications were accepted in person but not online, may remain in the processing stage, she said. Nationally, 864,000 producers had applied for assistance. This is the rich. These are these motherfuckers, the goddamn, if they went bankrupt today, they would walk away with millions, more than I could ever make in my whole fucking life. But, between the start of the program and 2 days before Thursday's deadline, receiving an estimated $8 billion in payments, according to a USDA press release. Now, I wonder if any of these farmers and stuff are in states where they make you go piss in a bottle to get a fucking food stamp. No, you'd never suggest such a thing. That one of these rich fucks are the ones on Wall Street that get bailed out. When we bailed Wall Street out, they all had to go piss in a bottle but no, they didn't have time to do that. They were sniffing coke and fucking whores, weren't they? Partying! As they fucking ripped your country off.
The biggest farmers are Jews, and they ain't never put a shovel in the ground.
Hell, exactly. Like I said the other day, you know what these people do for a living? They sign their name. They sign their name, the fucking goddamn, the ruling elite, because everything belongs to them. They just manipulate their property, which is you. And you get out there and they need some more money. So you get out there, you do with less. You eat less. You do with, fucking less heat in your house. You do what you have to do, but they signed that piece of paper, man, and you gotta bring them that money. Because they say so, because they're the master and you're the servant, don't you fucking know? Nationally, 864,000 producers had applied for assistance between the start of the program and 2 days before Thursday, and they got $8 billion in payments, according to a USDA press release. Why is that fucker's job more important than my fucking job? I lose my fucking job, it's fucking 6 weeks of fucking unemployment, and you're tough luck, buddy. You're out on the streets. Go live in a tent. Go sell your house. Like in 2008, the people that were, you know, held within, you know, $25,000 of paying off their house, but they had their car payments because they had to drive a brand new fucking car every year, and all the lease payments, and it ate up their fucking savings, and keep thinking, oh, goddamn, the government's going to come, and they're going to do something about this theft, which is a blatant fucking theft. But just like with Hillary. You had the guy come up on the television. Yeah, it's international fraud to the tune of about $21 trillion. International fraud, no doubt about it. These fucking gangsters and these fucking mafia motherfucking Jews, they have fucking stolen about $21 trillion. But people, we're sorry. They're just too big to fail. And yeah, criminal, got it, just like Hillary, fucking criminal. Yeah, well, hell yeah, they're criminals. I'm sorry. They're too big to jail. They are above the law. That's what they're trying to fucking sell you on, is that once they enter that uniform commercial code, there is nobody within the boundaries of this United States that is not subject to the laws of the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is ratified fucking law. You either obey it or you disobey it. If you disobey it, you commit treason. And every one of these son of a bitches, and this is what, like I said, like these farmers and stuff, this is why they're going to try and do something like the, we'll Bundy's and we'll get, you know, states' rights people running with another political party of our own, and we'll get back in control and everything, because they don't want to lose their fucking goodies that have been handed out to them. Like I said, worst case scenario, they have to go bankrupt. Man, God damn, poor son of a bitch went bankrupt. He only come out of it with $2 million fucking dollars. I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to get a fucking quarter tank of gas in my fucking car. The motherfuckers who do all the goddamn work. Like Charlie said. Anyways, we're at the top of the hour, people. And we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, do like Charlie, man. Get that paperwork. Get it in your head. Get it all straight. Keep telling people. Once, if the goddamn people in this country could just understand that we are the authority, these son of a bitches have no authority over us, never, that's what they, when they were doing the Bill of Rights, when they were doing the Constitution, read the paperwork. You don't need no Bill of Rights. Look at it. Read the goddamn document. There's no authority in there for us to ever do anything to you. We're separate and apart over here. We're just taking care of stuff. Only if there's, you know, somebody tries to take them rights away from you, we're going to step in and we're going to organize through the state, first through the states, then through the counties, down the municipalities, bring the militia together so that we can fight under the common banner to protect those goddamn rights for you. Other than that, shut up, fucker. We can't touch you. You don't need a Bill of Rights. And that is the word from the trenches.
Fine English.